Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Pat yourself on the back if you don't have shoulder pain. If you do, you know that simple movements like reaching up to comb your hair or extending your arm to get dressed can trigger pain. Some types of shoulder pain come on slowly, while others are caused by sudden injury or overuse. Whatever the reason, shoulder pain can be debilitating when it affects your ability to perform daily activities.
There are several common problems that result in shoulder pain, but it's not always clear whether symptoms will be short-term or are part of a larger issue. Joining us to go over the most common causes of shoulder pain and give us a glimpse into diagnosis and treatment is orthopedist Dr. Stephanie Segrist. Dr. Segrist is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, a fellow of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, and has practiced general orthopedics in Rochester, New York, for over 20 years.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Segrist. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What are the most common shoulder problems that we experience?
Well, usually shoulder problems are related not to the bone around the shoulder, but to the soft tissue. So rotator cuff injuries, muscle strains, arthritis in the joints.
And when do we typically say, let's say we're in normal good health, normal shape, when do shoulder problems typically arise in adults?
They could either arise from an injury, a sudden load to the body, either fall on an outstretched hand or lifting something very heavy. But most commonly, and I would say at least 90% of the shoulder problems my patients come to in my practice, are related more to kind of misuse or disuse. And what I mean by that is we really take our shoulders for granted. You know, we spend most of our time slouching at a desk or behind the wheel, and we really don't maintain the core strength or the upper back strength that we need to provide a firm anchor for the upper extremity. So the muscles kind of get weak and out of balance, and then patients go off and start raking the yard or do some house cleaning or go out and enjoy a sport that they may not be in shape for, and that irritates and overwhelms the unbalanced soft tissue around the shoulder, and they end up with some tendonitis or bursitis or even a tear of the rotator cuff.
So when that occurs, how long should a person give living and tolerating some real discomfort till they know, wait a minute, this isn't going away? Do they try to find an orthopedist on their own? Do they go to their primary care physician? What are the steps that you would recommend based on someone having that type of injury from overuse or misuse?
You know, there, how soon they would seek attention probably depends on the intensity of the pain. If it's something kind of annoying, then it might just be a wake up to, I better ought to have some better habits. I should work on my posture. I should work on my technique when I'm playing golf. I should improve my conditioning. But if it's something that starts very suddenly, that starts to interfere with your ability to move the arm or lift anything, very commonly people come in because the pain is now waking them up at night and interfering with sleep. So once the pain starts to interfere with things you'd rather be doing, it's worth seeing your doctor to get an evaluation.
Since it sounds like soft tissues are involved, an X-ray is not going to be an effective way to diagnose. How do you diagnose shoulder problems?
The most important way to diagnose a patient's problem is from their history. In medical school, we're taught that you make the diagnosis from the patient's history. So just they're describing their symptoms. You confirm the diagnosis with a physical exam, and then you plan your treatment with diagnostic testing, like an X-ray or an MRI. So, you know, once there's pretty classic symptoms for typical shoulder problems, aching pain in the arm, clicking, a sense of instability, inability to lift certain things. So once patients start to describe their symptoms, you know, diagnosis starts to emerge. And then we do a physical exam to test certain muscle groups and see what their function is. And although most shoulder problems are in the soft tissue, an orthopedic surgeon gets a lot of clues from looking at an X-ray about not only what's happening now, but what their future might hold. Some X-rays show a very normal-looking shoulder, no arthritis in the ball and socket joint, no sharp bone spurs, no calcium deposits. So those patients we can tell, well, I think some conservative treatment is really going to help you get better. There are other things that we see on an x-ray, like bone spurs and calcium deposits and the shape of the bone that, well, you know, we tell patients that, well, you know, let's try something like a cortisone shot in physical therapy, but if that doesn't work, you're probably headed toward surgery.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking about shoulder pain and common problems with our board-certified orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stephanie Segrist. She has a private practice in Rochester, New York, and we were talking about diagnosing a shoulder problem. And I know treatment, obviously, will be tailored to whatever the injury is that gets diagnosed. But I think a lot of people are afraid that by the time they make it to see you, that surgery is going to be the only option. But as you mentioned, you do cortisone shots and physical therapy. Just give us a broad idea of what are some of the other treatments that might work and that you always try before resorting to surgery.
Well, the most important thing with treating a shoulder or any other orthopedic problem is that we want to relieve pain and we want to restore the patient's function. As we mentioned earlier, a lot of shoulder problems come on because of misuse or disuse. So the muscles around the shoulder are weak. So it doesn't matter what a surgeon might do to put things back together. If the patient isn't doing their rehabilitation exercises, if they don't correct the poor body mechanics that got them in trouble in the first place, the problem is just going to come back. So the basis of everything is patients need to be taught how to correct their body mechanics and make things stronger. So whether that's through modifying the way they do their usual activities and usual exercises, or working with a physical therapist to get them up to where they need to be, and then the patient needs to continue doing those exercises on their own. For short-term use or pain that might keep people up at night, pain medications like Tylenol, ibuprofen, naproxen are really effective. Not everybody can take each of those medicines, so it's important for patients to know their own health histories. We use cortisone shots to deliver an anti-inflammatory medicine right to the site of the problem. And if patients have kind of a sudden onset of pain from overusing the shoulder, throwing a little water on the fire, if you will, by putting a cortisone shot in there can be really effective. The reason to have surgery is because there's a structural problem that isn't going to get better on its own with conservative treatment. So if a patient has a bone spur that's rubbing on the rotator cuff tendon, or they have a tear, that's something that's just not going to go away no matter what else we do. So we go in there and fix it, restore a normal structure so that the patient can rehab themselves.
So you mentioned there are things we might be doing every day and maybe taking our shoulders for granted and not realizing that slumping at the computer, the bad posture, the poor body mechanics may lead us to have some type of injury of the shoulder. Are there stretches and exercises we should be doing each day to make sure our shoulders are strong and flexible, even when we don't have an injury?
Absolutely. You know, if you were to look at a picture of the muscles around the back, and it's worth finding a Gray's Anatomy or Googling muscle anatomy of the shoulder, it's really quite fascinating. And we have muscles that go from the base of the skull to the tailbone, so the whole length of the spine that then come over and anchor the shoulder blade to the body. So the purpose of the shoulder is to allow us to position our hand in space. So if you think about it, you know, we're not even thinking about the shoulders. We're thinking about what our hand is doing. But unless you have, strength and good balance around all those muscles around the shoulder, there's too much force placed in the shoulder, and that's where patients have pain. So anything that works on core strength, posture, your mother told you to sit up straight for a reason because that takes stress off the shoulders. When the body is in neutral alignment and things are balanced, you're sitting at your desk upright as opposed to slouching, that's going to help.
So we have about 30 seconds. And so it sounds like your advice would be improve your posture if you really want to avert any sort of shoulder problems. Throw those shoulders back like you've always been told.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Stephanie Segrist is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, a fellow of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, and has practiced general orthopedics in Rochester, New York for over 20 years. She gave us good advice on shoulder pain and common problems. Thank you for joining us on Take Care, Dr. Segrist.
You're welcome.